Binge the full week of The Ray Taylor Show ad-free over at inspireddisorder.com/plus.
This is The Ray Taylor Show.
Ray's Days, episode 173. This is a weekly diary podcast hosted by me, Ray Taylor. Every Saturday, I share updates on my journey as an artist, podcaster, business owner, and human being. And I'm excited to share my thoughts and my experiences and all of those things with you. And I hope that my journey can serve as a source of inspiration, positivity, or just a list of things what not to do in your life. Either of those things, all of those things are why I do this show, among other things. In this episode, I am talking about... I'm talking about this group art show that's coming up that's actually a week ago. Next Saturday. So a week from today. Group show at the Flat Black Gallery in Palm Desert that I will be participating in, talking about that. Also talking about some upcoming UGC gigs that I have lined up, along with some personal updates involving myself at the DMV. As well as just some life upgrades that I've been doing and this past week, sharing all those things. And, of course, at the end of this episode, I'm going to be sharing something that I am thankful for. So let's get into it, shall we? So last night, as I record this, there was a solo show from a buddy of mine that I met, that I became friends with, doing local art shows. I was unable to attend his art show, which I feel bad about. I've been planning on it, been hoping to do it, and just it's kind of crazy how a lot of things come up all in one day. And actually, it's been kind of a crazy week in general. So not only did things come up yesterday, but I was also exhausted once I finished those things and just did not. I almost feel like I'm getting sick today. I'm exhausted today, the day after, and I just feel exhausted in general. I'm hoping I'm not getting sick. But I miss that. And I miss not only seeing a buddy of mine and seeing all the art that he made for this event that he's been preparing for months. For months he's been preparing for this. And I feel bad that I missed out. I will be going, by the time this episode comes out, I will have gone to that studio to drop off my artwork that I am going to be submitting for the group art show that will be taking place a week from the day this episode comes out on the 26th from 5 p.m. to 9 p.m. is the opening reception for the group art show. So later on this week, I will be going there to drop off my artwork and will be able to see his artwork in person. So by the time this comes out, I will have seen it. I just wasn't there for the opening reception. Looking forward to it. I've obviously seen many of the pieces already online, on social media as he created them, and also promotional stuff that he's put up for this event. But I'm looking forward to going there to submit my art, and also for the pending upcoming art show, so I get to meet everybody else, all the other artists that have contributed to this group show, and all that stuff. I'm definitely looking forward to it, and kind of is the kickoff for the new season of art events, which there is one potential one that I'm still thinking, deciding whether or not I'll be joining at the end of September, a street art show by the same people that run Flat Black, but it is in a different place, and I'm kind of considering whether or not I should do it. I probably will. I probably should, but I might wait a month, and not sure. I don't know. All that stuff's up in the air, but excited for that. As far as the UGC stuff, got all the things done that I talked about last week. I have a bunch lined up for this week that I'm looking forward to. I did get a new camera. So I used to have a camera 7D, which is a nice SLR camera that I got back in my old life when I had a regular job. Got a bunch of lenses for it and things for it when I kind of made my transition into photography. Has always kind of been probably the closest thing to a hobby that I've had in my life. It's not, it's something that at one point in my life I wanted to do more seriously and wanted to get into as a career, but ended up getting into art and other things. But I do have, so that camera body died during the pandemic, which was one of many pieces of electronics and equipment that died on me in a time when I had no money. It's one of those moments when it rains, it pours. And it was a camera that I used to film this show in the early days. I have a bunch of lenses for it, and the camera body died, and it's just, at one point I was considering selling off all of the lenses, and now that I've gotten to a place where I have money to spend to upgrade equipment and get equipment, getting a new camera body in order to use that I will be using for upcoming projects, including these UGC videos that I'm going to be doing, I got a new camera body. Well, it came with a lens, but it's the M200, I believe. Smaller, mirrorless, not a full SLR camera, which is fine. I don't need all the manual functionality, but I do want to be able to use my lenses, which my lenses don't fit natively, but there's an adapter to make them fit and work, which is great because I have a bunch of lenses. The adapter came in today as I'm recording this. So I will be able to use that to record higher quality video, not only for the UGC stuff that I have lined up, which I have like this dandruff shampoo I talked about. There's this drink supplement for men that's coming in. There's some online services. So I have a few things lined up that I need to finish and complete this week, which is just kind of feels like a lot, but it's not really a lot. I still have to decide which painting I'm going to submit to the art show. So like there's a lot of things I need to do this week. I'm still waiting on the frame. I got one frame in for the painting, and I have another one coming in that I think I like better. And on top of that, I need to get this UGC stuff done, but I'm excited that I got a camera body that I will, that will allow me to use all of these lenses. I have so many lenses that I invested so much money in that I love. I love the quality of pictures I get with these lenses and all these different things. So finally got a camera body that not only going to help me, I'm going to use it to record these UGC stuff that I do. I'm also going to use it to stream my painting, my live painting that I do on Thursdays at 4:20, every Thursday at 4:20 Pacific time, replacing the normal regular web camera that I use, which doesn't have a focal length that allows me to get my artwork actually in focus. So it'll improve the, it'll be like professional streamer quality live stream video, and also which will also improve the social media posts of that angle, that over the shoulder angle that I currently use the web camera for. So it will improve that. It will improve that. And then I'll also be able to just use it for pictures and stuff. So I might take it with me to the group art show. Maybe we'll see. I don't know. I don't know how much. Like, one of the reasons why I never got into photography is just I never felt comfortable being the photographer, being the guy who has the camera, who's in charge of taking the pictures and making people pose and certain, like, I've done jobs where I did that, and I don't feel comfortable doing that. That's not what I like. I create art alone by myself in a room with paint. I prefer that. But doing stuff or taking pictures of just things out in the world, nature. But like telling people what to do and poses to do, that's not me. So, but I'm glad I'll be able to start using these. And I like the camera that it's simple. I don't have to get into all the, like, I'm not looking to dive into photography. Maybe someday if I have enough money and time for a hobby, I'll get a different body, which I do have an old, like, Rebel DSLR. So if I want to do manual stuff and get into that, I have a camera body to do that. But it doesn't do video. So, and this one is one that's been, was highly recommended for video. One of a few different camera models, Canon camera models that are popular to use for streamers to use. So I got, it's got a screen that flips up, which is great. So when it's shooting, I can see the screen. I had thought about maybe using it to record this, which maybe I'll do. We'll see. I don't know. I'm currently have a different idea of what I want to do with this show, but I'm excited that that showed up and what I'll be able to do with that, especially doing the UGC stuff. On a personal level, I finally renewed my driver's license that expired like over 2 years ago. My driver's license expired during the pandemic, right? And it was an expiration that required me to go into the DMV to take the vision test, was mainly the thing I needed to go to the DMV to do. And because it was the pandemic, I didn't go. Not only because I didn't want to be around a bunch of people in a time where a virus was killing a bunch of people and I would be showing up without any health insurance, right? Didn't even want to put myself in that situation. I also wasn't driving during the pandemic. There was no reason to drive. I was getting groceries delivered, right? So I didn't need a driver's license. Also, when it expired, it gave me a great excuse to stop drinking and smoking. So not getting it renewed basically added another hurdle in me acquiring substances that I was trying to take a break from. Successfully, very successfully. However, things have changed. I'm driving to events and stuff, so I needed to get it renewed. And I went to the DMV finally. And when I show up, right, first I'm trying to get the real ID, right? This ID that I need to get by 2025 in order to fly, which I don't fly anywhere, but I figured I'll try and get it. Requires birth certificate. My name was changed as a child, so my birth certificate that I have has the wrong name on it. So couldn't get the real ID. Was able to get a normal ID, thankfully. Took the eye test, which is fine. I got to wear glasses. That's not a big deal. Passed the eyesight test, whatever. Go to get my picture taken. And I find out when I get my picture taken that I also have to take a test. I haven't taken a test since I was 16 years old getting my driver's permit. 16. That's 26 years ago. 26 years ago, I took a driver's test. And they're like, you got to take a test. Do you want to take it now? I'm like, sure. I mean, I know how to drive. I know what the laws are for the most part. You know, I know stuff. So I go and computers, like you're not sitting down at a desk and filling in little circles, right? Like a Scantron, like it did in the 90s, in 1997, when I was getting my driver's permit. They have touchscreen computers now. It's the wave of the world. So I go to a computer to take my test. And I start seeing these questions that are like one of them, which is like, okay, makes sense. I don't know what it is, but like if you're over 20 or if you're under, if you're over 21, what is the legal limit for alcohol, whatever? I think it said under. And there's three and I guessed wrong. I was like, oh. Then there's a lot of other things. They're like, if you are in an accident and you flee the scene, what is the maximum penalty for fleeing the scene? It's like, what kind of question is this? And there's like a monetary one, there's a prison sentence one, and there's some other one. And I'm like, well, I just always assume laws are for poor people. So I go with the monetary one. Of course it's not. It's the 7 years in prison or whatever. So there's a bunch of questions that are like about numbers. Like if it's foggy outside, how many feet in front of your car do you need to be able to see before you turn on your lights? And it's like 10 feet, 50 feet, 200 feet. I'm like, how far are all these things? Like, these are just numbers that people memorize when they read the book the first time, when they're in driver's ed in high school. So there's a bunch of questions I missed, and I failed the test. I failed my DMV test. 42-year-old man. Drive, I'm a exceptional driver. I drove professionally for Uber and Lyft. No problems, no issues. I'm an impeccable driver. I follow all of the laws. I'm smooth, I'm good. I don't even have to think about it. I do everything right all the time, so it's just automatic for me. But then I get these numbers, these questions about specific number values of like feet and percentages and criminal punishment for breaking laws. I'm like, I don't know all this stuff, and I fail. I fail. You know how depressing it is to be 42 years old, waiting over 2 years to go get your driver's license, and now you have to take a test. And you're like, oh, I got this, and you fail. So I go back up to the lady, who is also the picture-taking lady, and she just assumes that I got it, as I thought I would doing the test. And I'm like, no. She's like, well, would you like to go home and study and come back in 8 days, or would you like to take it again? I was like, I want to take it again. Let's take a quick break from this episode to talk about attention all Ray Taylor Show fans. We're excited to announce we've just released a line of exclusive merchandise featuring original artwork inspired by the show. Our high-quality shirts and biodegradable phone cases are a perfect way to show your support for the show and make a great gift for any fan. Plus, with each purchase, you'll be helping us continue to bring you great content. So don't wait, head on over to inspireddisorder.com now and check out the full collection. Thanks for listening, and we hope you'll show your support by grabbing some Ray Taylor Show merchandise today. And now, let's get back to the show. So then the longest wait was me waiting to take this damn test again. Finally, get a second chance, and I'm like trying to remember all the questions I got wrong, because even when I was taking the test, it shows you what the right answer was and what you chose as the wrong answer. So I'm trying to like remember. I wasn't paying attention. I was so cocky, and then I started missing questions like, what is this? And I didn't even think to like remember the right answer. But of course, a lot of those questions didn't even repeat. The ones that did, I mostly got right. One of them I got wrong. The one about monetary punishment or time in prison. Okay. But thankfully, the second time I'm going through, I'm like, yeah, I got this, right? I'm getting a bunch right. And then I start getting some wrong. I'm like, no. Every time I get one wrong, it is like this. I washed over with like, I am such a failure. It like brought me back to high school, taking a test in school, because like I need to get this right. And this is like, I can't drive. I'm gonna have to wait a week and a day. I have to wait 8 days, which is, why 8 days? Why not, can't I just come back in next Monday? I have to like make plans for a Tuesday to come in. Like, I don't want to have to come back to this DMV and wait for, I don't know, I probably wasn't there for that long, half hour, hour, to take another test. I got to go home and study a DMV manual, like a literal teenager. Every time I got a question wrong the second time around, I'm like thinking like, this is horrible. This is what's going to keep me from getting a driver's license, this stupid test. Thankfully, answered a question, missed some, finally answered the final question, got it right. Congratulations, you passed. It's like, thank you. I go. She gives me the thing. You'll get your ID in the mail. 2-3 weeks, whatever. Still haven't gotten it, but. So stressful. I had no idea. Impromptu pop quiz. Pop quiz hop shot. Crazy. Couldn't believe it. Thankfully, I passed the second test, second try. Thankfully, I was able to. so depressing. I think I may have been able to take it a third time, but which, and it seemed like the questions on the second go around were easier. I don't know if it knew that. Like, you always have to, you have to sign in with your thumbprint everywhere. So it's like, I don't know. Crazy. So anyway, got that done. Some money went through. So I ordered. I've been planning on things that I need to upgrade, that I want to upgrade, right? I need to spend money upgrading the things that I spend the most time doing, right? Which, sleeping, I needed a new bed. I've been sleeping on the same hard twin mattress since I moved to Denver. I got like a nice full mattress for a moment in Denver, but when I moved back to the desert, I'm back on the shitty twin mattress, which is very firm. Like, I literally am in pain every morning. Like, not even in the morning. I wake up multiple times at night to toss and turn because I am in pain. My hips are in pain. My shoulders are in pain. My neck is in pain. I am in pain. And I have to, like, wake up and roll over in this tiny twin bed. So I'm like, I'm getting a new bed. I'm getting a full-size bed, so there's more room, and I'm getting a soft bed. Like, I did research what's the best bed for side sleepers, which that's what I am. And it's like, because you get, because of pain points, when you're a side sleeper, they don't recommend getting a firm bed, which makes complete sense because I have pain in points because of this firm bed. So I got, they recommended medium to like medium plush, which plush is like the softest. And so many are like medium firm. They're on like the other end of the spectrum. So I found one and I was nervous about going medium plush. I don't know why, just nervous. There was one that was plush all the way. I was like, ooh, that could be amazing. But so I went, I found one that was medium. Hybrid, so it's got springs and memory foam. Hasn't shown up yet. It's shown up in the valley. It's at some UPS warehouse just sitting around. Showed up days ago. And the date for delivery is days from now. So I guess it's just going to sit in this warehouse until they feel like loading it up. Everything else that I ordered showed up early. This mattress is taking its sweet-ass time. So, sleep. One of the things I do, 8 hours a day. A third of my day is spent sleeping. So, and I need to get better sleep. I need to be in less pain. So, getting a new bed, getting a larger bed. I also got a frame that is tall enough. I have these giant storage bins that I store like my artwork in, or I store my electronics in, like studio equipment that I'm not using. Like 30 XLR cables and mics and just all kinds of cables, USB cables and all kinds of mixers, audio mixers that I don't use that for some reason I'm keeping around. Bunch of artwork that doesn't fit into things. And then I have my clothes and another one of these. So there, it's tall enough frame so all of those giant bins can fit underneath it, which is great. Which before I was just sleeping, the mattress was just on top of those. And then they started cracking. And I got these, like, wood slats that are for a bed that I just put on top of it. But now I'm actually on a bed. The mattress hasn't shown up yet, but the bed is, the frame has shown up. I also upgraded, obviously, editing a lot. Spent a lot of time on my computer editing video for this show, editing the making of videos for my paintings, editing audio, doing Photoshops, updating my website, sitting on my computer, doing things. So I got cushions for my office chair. I have a gaming chair that has like no padding. So I have these cushions, which right now the cushions I have kind of suck. So I'm trying to get better cushions. Ordered, splurged, spent, like there's one that's like, oh, it molds to your butt. I was like, oh, that looks, it's like twice as much as all the other ones. I got to try it, right? If it's worth it, then it's worth, like, instead of buying a whole new chair, if I can just get this, get a for my butt cushion, something that's going to help me be comfortable while I work for 8 hours sitting at my desk editing, then it's worth it. So I was like, I'll spend the money. They came in, they suck. Well, I got one for my lumbar support, one for the seat, and both suck. So I'm returning those. The search continues. I might just need to get a new chair altogether. So if anybody has any recommendations for an office chair or a gaming chair that is really good if you spend a ton of time and you're a heavy dude, like one of the things like I noticed is that like the commercials for these cushions, they specifically choose tiny women to sit in them to where you barely see the cushion sit. And I sit in it, my fat ass, my 230-pound plus body sitting down, just completely flattening them. It's like, that's not what the things say. He's like, it was like mildly better than what I was already using. So I was like, returning it. So I failed on that. Hopefully the bed, the mattress works great, because I don't know how you return a mattress, because they come in a box and you have to like unroll them and they expand. It's a whole crazy thing. And the third thing that I spend a lot of time doing is watching movies and TV shows to review for this podcast. Well, not this one specifically, but my other ones, top five and my movie reviews. And I had a decent, like, kind of, like, fluffy type of a chair. But it could be better. And back in the day, before I left San Diego, I used to have a recliner that I loved. I loved my recliner. And I've missed having a recliner. So I invested in a recliner. It is, like, low-end price recliner, but features... This showed up, or one of the many things that showed up early is this recliner. Showed up yesterday. So it's the overstuffed recliner, cloth, not leather, fake leather. I don't want to stick to this thing. Cloth. Cup holders, which is nice. Usually have a side table, which I could put my drink, whatever, but cup holders, great. Also, this chair is designed, this recliner is designed for elderly and pregnant women. So some of the features it has is that it rocks, which I love that it rocks, and it also spins 360. So right off the bat, I've got an overstuffed recliner that's super comfortable. When I sit in it, I can put my feet up. I can lay back while I'm watching. It's like I'm at a private movie theater. I have my projector right in front of me. Cup holders, great. In addition to that, this mattress, right? I was going to get one that didn't have the, that was cheaper, but then the shipping costs was like, brought it up to a higher price. So I was like, well, what can I get that has free shipping that maybe has other features? This one also has massage and lumbar heat. I'm somebody that gets a bad back, right? I have hip pain, back pain. And the massaging's not great. It's just a vibrating thing, right? It's not deep tissue. It's not percussion massage. But let me tell you, it is relaxing. I tried it yesterday. Great. I tested out the heat, even though it's hot, you know, just to see how hot it gets. I love this thing. I love this thing so much. So far, one of three knocked out of the park. I'm hoping the mattress shows up and it's great. I know it's going to be better than the mattress I have. The only thing I have to figure out is the chair situation. Let's take a quick break from this episode because I want to promote. Are you looking for a way to take your love of The Ray Taylor Show to the next level? Look no further than Inspired Disorder Plus. As a member, you'll get access to a whole host of amazing perks, including the full week of shows, ad-free in both audio and video versions, a live painting archive, early access to the many faces, members-only discounts and deals, a podcast back catalog with over 600 episodes. But that's not all. As a member, you'll get access to my personal blog as well as my creative writing. You'll also get the chance to ask me anything you want. With all of these benefits and more, Inspired Disorder Plus is a must-have for any fan of The Ray Taylor Show. So don't wait. Go sign up now. Head on over to inspireddisorder.com/plus and start enjoying all of the amazing perks of the membership. And now, let's get back to the show. So those are the main life upgrades. Also got the camera body so I could do UGC, so I can put all these lenses that I have to use. And then other things, there's been a TikTok account, the sushi guy on TikTok, that shows you how to prepare store-bought salmon to eat as sushi. And like there's specific rules for like farm salmon and like some stuff needs to be frozen, some stuff you can eat whatever. I don't want to tell anybody any kind of recommendation, but he shows you how to prepare, what to look for, and how to prepare. It's very easy, right? You have to cut up the sushi, take the skin off, make sure there's no bones, and then you need to prep it by soaking. You rub the sushi with salt, cover it in salt, and then cover it in sugar, and then let it set for like 45 minutes in the refrigerator on like a little rack. And then you take it out, and you wash all that stuff off, and then you slice it up. And you got your sushi. Do a smell test. Make sure it doesn't smell fishy. Make sure it's not bad. And it's amazing. So I finally got those things. I got the little, it's like a cooking sheet that has a little rack on it. I got a knife, a bigger knife than I have like a pretty decent knife for cooking. But I got a bigger chef's knife that I've been wanting anyway. Chopsticks that I've been wanting. I ordered the sauce, the Korean sauce that he uses. And also some wasabi. I already have some soy sauce. I already have the rice maker. So when I go grocery shopping, I'm going to get some salmon. I'm going to try it out. So I'm excited for that. Sushi is mine because I've been getting into cooking, and I love sushi. I miss sushi, but it's so expensive. So if I can figure out just how to make it on my own, get out of here, which is so much cheaper. Like he bought like a $20 salmon, and it was like four meals, like each brick of salmon was like $2, $3. I don't know, not much. So it was like there was one where it was like make it or buy it, right? Should you go to the store and spend, or go to the restaurant and spend like $40 on it, or should you make it for like $3, right? So I'll make it for $3. So I'm super excited about that. As well. And then just other little things that I've needed. I needed a portfolio thing to store all the larger paintings that I've done. Just like a binder thing that can store them and other little things. So been a lot of stuff going on. I also need to get new glasses. My prescription and my glasses is old. Last one I got was back in Denver. So want to get some new glasses. So a bunch of little upgrade things. Still living as poor as possible, still just trying to survive on the money that I make doing podcasts, doing art, doing UGC stuff, but able to invest some money in upgrades, and very thankful for that. Also, my mental health, probably because I had so many things to do this week, kind of stressed out, kind of having anxiety, but thankfully nothing too bad. Been a mostly good week. But let me end, as I do at the end of every episode of Ray's Days, I want to end with something that I'm thankful for. And this week I am thankful for, may not be that much of a surprise considering the movies that have been featured on my movie review and top five this week, but this week I am thankful for the man, the myth, the legend, the living legend, Jackie Chan himself. I don't know about his personal life. I don't know if he's a good guy or not. I hope he is. But Jackie Chan is somebody that I grew up loving. Watching his movies was always a treat throughout my whole life, right? The fact that this is a guy who does all of his own stunts, and big, dangerous stunts, really putting himself in danger, not just like what Tom Cruise and Keanu Reeves do. Like, he's able to fight. He's able to really put himself out there in a way nobody else really does. And very beautiful. The fighting choreography in so many of his films, his early films, are so beautiful. Always adding comedy to his fighting, which is so unique. The comedy the action comedy, action or kung fu comedy blending of those genres was so unique, something that he pioneered. I love all that stuff. And even though he's made a lot of bad movies, I mean, he's made so many movies, but his more recent movies, very hit or miss, usually miss. I was a big fan of Hidden Strike, which was my Monday's review. With he teamed up with John Cena. I hope they do more of those. But I'll still watch it. I'll still watch it. And I've loved going back. I'm doing a top five of Police Story movies tomorrow. So going back, watching all those. I'm doing reviews of Drunken Master. I'd like to go back and just do a whole series of watching his movies, whatever's available. Because that's one thing. It's tough. Not all of his movies are available, which is a bummer. But, you know, I love his movies, and they're a lot of fun to watch. And I wish they were available, more available to stream. I wish they were at least available to purchase digitally. I know there's some that are available through, like, Blu-ray and DVD, but I have no desire to get back into the physical media game. The only thing I'm collecting physical media of is vinyl music. I'm not doing the DVD and Blu-ray stuff. But I've been getting into a lot of his older movies and also some of his newer movies. The first movie of his that I saw as a kid was Rumble in the Bronx. Watched it in a movie theater. Blew my mind. And he had, you know, a run of movies. They were cheesy. Rumble in the Bronx, Mr. Nice Guy, First Strike. All these different movies, but I loved him. Once I discovered him, it was like, okay, this is it. I love action comedy, super goofy. I don't care. The fight scenes are amazing, by far the best. Operation Condor was another one. Of course, Rush Hour came out after kind of all of those movies became popular. Shanghai Noon, Shanghai Nights, love those movies. Rush Hour doesn't hold up as much, but love the Shanghai movies. And I just wish he had taken off more. I hope they do more of him and John Cena. Listen to that review. I talk a lot about it. I would love to see him team up with Michelle Yeoh again from Super Cop. I think that's probably one of his all-time best movies, and she is the best. He's been matched up, paired up with a lot of people over the years. I think John Cena is one of the best comedically, and I think Michelle Yeoh is one of the best as far as willing to do the stunts, her ability to fight and do the choreography, all of that stuff is really great as well. I would love to see him work with big directors in the U.S., especially like directors that of today's action movies, like the John Wicks, the Extractions, and all that stuff. Would love to see it, right? He is a living legend, and I'm just so thankful for his movies. I'm so thankful that he's still around making movies, and I feel bad if he's not a good guy, but I don't know if he is or not, and I love the guy, and I'm very thankful. Upcoming events. Obviously, the Flat Black group show, 26th of August, next Saturday, is the group art show that I will be participating, August 26th, from 5 p.m. to 9 p.m. at Flat Black Gallery in Palm Desert, California. Come check that out. Go to inspireddisorder.com/events for all upcoming live and local events as the season starts to cool down and art events start popping up more. I will be busier doing that, so you can check out all the upcoming live and local events that I'll be participating in. inspireddisorder.com/events. But most of all, I'm thankful for the opportunity to connect with all of you through this podcast and for my chance to share my journey with you. Please join the conversation by leaving a comment or rating on your favorite podcast platform or over on YouTube. Thank you for tuning in, and I'll see you next Saturday for another episode of Ray's Days. Subscribe to The Ray Taylor Show on YouTube and everywhere podcasts are found. Binge the full week ad-free over at inspireddisorder.com/plus. purchase Ray Taylor Show merch over at inspireddisorder.com. Have a wonderful day, everybody. Peace out.
Today is the day where you wake up and you realize that everything that you've been dreaming about, everything that you've been wanting, every goal and wish and hope that you've ever had can become real. Dreams can come true. What you manifest in your mind, you can bring to reality.